Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
First Lady Melania Trump now recovering after undergoing a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House calling it a benign kidney condition and saying there were no complications.
And Melania is already on the mend.
Vice President Mike Pence discussing it during a speaking engagement last night. Dr. John LaPook is chief medical correspondent for CBS. He said on CBS this morning,
the expectation after a procedure like this generally is for people to do very well.
Funerals are being held today for the nearly 60 Palestinian protesters who died in confrontations with Israeli security forces on the Gaza border yesterday. The violence coming as the U.S. was officially opening its embassy in Jerusalem.
You know, Hamas is responsible. Their rather cynical exploitation of the situation is what's leading to these deaths.
The protests have renewed today with Israeli forces so far using rubber bullets and tear gas on those Palestinian protesters. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms? Unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol? Quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Some economic news is retail sales in the U.S. did rise by 0.3% last month. It's according to a Commerce Department report out this morning. That's exactly the gain that retail analysts had been forecasting. It's 0.5% below the revised increase for March. Experts say it's just a matter of time now before a possible violent eruption of the volcano Kilauea on Hawaii's Big Island. Scientists are keeping with their warning that residents should be ready to evacuate at any time. 2,000 or so have already been evacuated. Homes have been destroyed as the volcano spewed lava and toxic gas for over a week now. Scientists say it could all be a precursor to a massive eruption that could send boulders and ash flying into the air. If it does erupt, damage could radiate 12 miles from the crater. The blast could take place in the next 24 to 48 hours, according to experts with the USGS, and FEMA is telling residents to monitor hourly radio broadcasts there. And voters in four states are heading to the polls today for primary balloting. It's in Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska, where voters will be selecting candidates for November's general elections. In Pennsylvania, Republicans will be choosing a candidate to take on Democratic Senator Bob Casey. The GOP primary includes Congressman Lou Barletta and state lawmaker Jim Christiana. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's show is all about life and health advice for the next generation. And later this hour, we have John Alcock. He's joining us. He's the author of 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids, Mindful Messages About Success, Happiness, Leather, Pickles, and the Use of and Misuse of Imagination. That's a long subtitle. But I thought we would start first. Things that we wish we knew at 18. Dr. Anderson?
Well, I think, at 18, we had a pretty healthy lifestyle. I mean, we worked outside and foods weren't so terrible back then. Even the fast foods hadn't gone really far south. And I think, if anything, sodas might have been one of those that if I'd known sodas were so bad, I would have probably done fewer of those back then. Safety issues, I look at it as, it's amazing sometimes I'm still here. We rode in the back of pickup trucks with no seat belts. And
oh, yeah, we did that too.
Shot BB guns at each other and rode motorcycles. And either we got extremely lucky or, we're kind of like gone too far over to the other side that we make everything so safe. But then, my drive in today, you see a couple wrecks and it's like, people used to not have wrecks.
I think people were less distracted, though, don't you think? I mean, it's a good thing that our generation didn't have cell phones and all these other things because we were out, like you said, not wearing seatbelts and doing whatever. But if we would have had the distraction, too, I think it could have been way worse.
Yeah, I mean, cars didn't go as fast, and, half the time they didn't run.
Well, and there was the fear, too, of getting in trouble. I think there's less fear of getting into trouble.
There was the fear. I mean, it was one where we were stopped by the local police department and were found to have some adult beverages that we probably shouldn't have had, and the option was given to either pour them out or he was going to take us. He wasn't going to arrest us. I mean, he's like, I'll take you to your father. And it's like, we'll dump him.
No, you can have problem. Him. Whatever you want.
Yeah. It wasn't that he would be mad that I was having a few beers. It would be mad that he had to go answer the door with a police officer standing there. I mean, the beer part, that wouldn't have bothered him.
Yeah.
But the fact that it disturbed his quiet evening with somebody knocking on his door because of me would have been a bigger offense. So it's like, please, pour it out. No problem.
I think I had a healthy fear of my mom.
But they
mom.
Didn't take you to jail.
Yeah. They didn't. And now they do. Every little thing you're in trouble for. But it's different because I think it depletes or diminishes the effect, because
everything's dumbed down. I mean, everybody doesn't, nobody has discretion. Yeah. It's like you got to just follow the algorithm, be the machine, follow the rules.
What do you think is the biggest health challenge from our generations? I mean, I'm thinking fast. I was just that fast food generation. I mean, it was all the McDonald's. I remember when Chicken McNuggets came out, and it was a really big deal to go out and get Chicken McNuggets. I mean, it was a treat. So then there was like this reward system, and I think that's why a lot of people in their late 40s – early 50s still kind of go and do dry dome, but a lot of people do. They go through and they do drive-thrus, and it's reminiscent of such a different time.
Yeah, you know, I'm at a loss. I didn't have any of that. I mean, you know, fast food wasn't a deal. I mean, we on the rare occasion we were traveling going down the road, you know, still wasn't even fast food. You don't even remember what Stuckey's were. I mean,
I know what Stuckey's is.
But I mean, you know, that was pull over halfway on the trip and have lunch.
Yeah, that still exists.
The truth is, our lunch was mom packed lunch, made sandwiches for the road trip down to grandma's or something. We didn't stop and eat anywhere. You know, if you got hungry, they tossed a sandwich back at you and said, be quiet, or a bag of chips. I mean, it was, you know.
I'm seeing a theme here. Your parents didn't want to be bothered.
Dad had 6-foot-long arms. He could find you anywhere in the back of the vehicle and thump you upside the head without even taking his eyes off the road.
Yeah.
You know, so they were magic.
So what do you think are the biggest health challenges?
My biggest health risk was not getting thumped up on the side of the head.
Brain trauma. I was going to say, you had concussions.
Closed head injury. Chronic concussion syndrome. Yeah, it's like, that's the 99th thump today. Don't want to cross over to 100. It's a good thing I haven't lost all my hair. There's so many scars. I tell my mother they can still come pick you up and arrest you for child abuse. She's like,
Are the statutes of limitations?
That's what she argues. She says, those statute of limitations expired decades ago. They can't do anything to me now. I was like, there's so many knots on my head.
You know, on the flip side of that is, do you think that we under discipline, and I'm not talking about spanking or anything, but just over and above, do our kids not have a healthy fear of getting in trouble from the parents? You know, maybe they get more in trouble with the law, but just, you know, misdemeanors and such. But what about the parents? I think people aren't afraid of their parents. And I know there's all these experts out there that say, no, we don't want to be afraid of our parents. But I think there should be a healthy amount of that, right?
Yeah, I think there should be a healthy amount of that. I think, you know, I mean, our shows on mindfulness is, I think, you know, and it somewhat drives what the kids are doing. I mean, they're always, you know, it's the next. They haven't learned to entertain themselves. You know, they got to have devices. I mean, you know, it's all these, you sound like the angry old white guy or, you know, angry middle-aged white chick.
Hey, you call him middle-aged.
Younger white chick. You're not quite there with the angry old white guy. You know, but it's true of every generation. I mean, you know, the things I used to hear, you know, my dad complain about my generation with. And then my grandfather, you know, complaining about the kids, you know, it's all different. I mean, he's going to talk about it probably later, but we live in one of the greatest times and we don't have war. You think about what your parents or grandparents had to go through when World War II was broken.
Right.
I mean, you know, how many, you know, male relatives were off away in the military during World War II.
Didn't come back.
Well, not even if they didn't come back, just the hardship of being gone. I mean, you know, recently we had Barbara Bush pass, and, you know, they talk about it was letter writing back and forth, and how she saved every one of George's
letters.
Nobody
saves these emails. No one's going to have any, like.
Well, not just saving them, but there was the delayed gratification.
Right.
I mean, you got a letter, you know, you had to sit down and wait, and you didn't know what was going on. By the time you got the letter,
it was old news.
Weeks old, and something they could have. You know, somebody related said sometimes the telegram came before the letters did. You know, they were pretty quick at notifying you if one of your family had been killed, and then letters would come afterwards.
Oh,
you know,
about that, but yeah, I can see that happening.
You know, but you look back, and that generation had a lot worse time than they lived through those times.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. New research out of UT Southwestern Medical Center and Texas Health Presby Hospital in Dallas shows middle age exercise can actually protect the heart from aging, reduce damage that's already been done, and protect the heart from heart failure in the future. And here's what they found. You need to start the exercise before age 65 when the heart's most able to repair itself. And the exercise needs to be 4 to 5 times a week for at least 30 minutes. Now, that doesn't include your little warm-up and your cool down. That's 30 minutes of really good hard exercise. In this study, they looked at 50 different participants. They divided them into two different groups. And in after 2 years, the people that were in the group that exercised showed 18% improvement of their oxygen intake while they were exercising and a 25% improvement in their left ventricular muscle of their heart. So my advice, don't put off your exercise, people.
Well, in its example, a lot of disease states, and I mean, I think what this is, what I take out of this is that, you know, the body has the ability to repair itself if you quit injuring it, or in this case, it's a matter of time. And the, you know, a lot of times people can quit smoking, they can improve lung function, but it's almost like a cliff. If by the time you get to a certain point, if it falls off that cliff, there's no going back. So, I mean, if you're not doing it earlier in the process, don't let it get to the cliff.
Yep. And that doesn't mean if you're over 65, don't exercise. You still need exercise. But the most benefit comes before 65. Okay, don't forget, go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can find links to all kinds of things that we do there. That's stayyoungamerica.com.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we're giving advice to the next generation and anyone else who's going to listen. We've got a special guest coming up, John Alcock. He's the author of 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in today's Immortal Minute, we're going to go back and revisit low testosterone levels, but only because this study is hot off the press from the University of Michigan and published April 19th of 2018. It shows that men who have low testosterone, which has been dropping over the last several decades, are at higher morbidity for chronic diseases, diabetes, arthritis, cardiovascular disease. This was 2,400 men over the age of 20 that were followed and documented that the lower the testosterone, basically the higher the risk for chronic diseases and early death. So what's unique and significant about this study is the fact that previous studies would look at a single issue, whether prostate cancer was associated with testosterone, et cetera. This study took in all-cause morbidity, mortality, and showed keep healthy testosterone, hormone levels, and you lowered all-cause morbidity, mortality.
Wow. You know what?
And it's from Michigan, so I get snapped.
Yeah, right. I got to tell you, though, every time we turn around, there's another study coming out that just proves that what you guys have been doing and preaching for years now is, you know, just coming true and coming to fruition and all over the news time and time again.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got a very special guest coming on with us, John Alcock. And John Alcock has seen firsthand how mindfulness can transform lives. And as the co-founder of Sea Change Preparatory, a school that incorporates mindfulness into its curriculum, which we should be doing more of, by the way, he's witnessed how this practice has helped students achieve the unthinkable. And, you know, it just blows me away, all the things that are, you know, we're bringing into schools now, but I think this is one that needs to be brought into all the schools. So, John, he wrote the book 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids, and he wrote it to help children and adults achieve peace, self-acceptance, and self-reliance.
Hey, John, for our listeners, can you explain what mindfulness is?
Yeah, sure. It's actually a pretty simple concept, but a little bit difficult to deliver. The classic definition is paying attention to your present moment experience without judgment. And I would add to that, it's paying attention in a special way. That is, paying attention to your internal and external experience with a sense of curiosity, openness, and thus lack of judgment. And that allows you to make wiser choices about what intentions to select in response to these internal and external stimuli.
So in your book, 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids, one of the things that you have in here is to get rid of and let go of I'll be happy when. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I heard a good quote. And it says, if you're not happy with what you have now, you won't be happy with what you desire.
Ooh, that's a good quote. That's a really good quote.
Yeah, that's true, and that's the basic point, that it isn't the things we get that make us happy. It's our mindset. And in the West, basically, we're in a mindset of we need to achieve something or get some external material thing, typically, in order to reach a state of happiness. And once you get that mindset, it's totally self-defeating, because any situation that you strive for is going to end up being temporary, or you're going to want another situation. And any material thing you get is either going to be temporary, or you're going to lose your interest in it. So it's not the nature of the things or the situations that you're trying to achieve that deliver the happiness. It's how you approach the present moment.
Wow. So all these trophies we've been handing out to the younger generation has really screwed them up, because they desire to have all that instant gratification. And yeah. Now we're paying the price for it.
That's right.
I think so.
You know, once the thing gets old, you go down, and then you're looking for the next thing, and that isn't going to be permanent either.
Well, you know, one thing that I think as we go forward, these kids get older, and as they go into the workforce, I think that's why you're seeing more and more, I don't know, there's all this fluff going on in the workforce, for lack of a better word, right? You know, they have to constantly pump them up, award them with things, do all this stuff. And do you think this all kind of started with when we started praising for the smallest and every little thing?
Well, I think it's actually even broader than that. It's the whole attitude that we start from a sense of lack, and that we need to fill these voids that are within us by something in order to make ourselves happy. And really, it's totally the other way around. We live in a generation that has more than any generation in the history of the world. Current people in America enjoy a higher level of affluence than 99% of people in history. Yet they approach life with a sense of lack. And really the trick is changing that sense of lack to a more realistic view, which is a sense of abundance.
You know, it's funny that you made an excellent point that right now there more and more people have more than they ever had. But we also have a higher level of depression and drug abuse and all kinds of things. So it just goes to prove that happiness doesn't come from things or stuff. So you talk about false narratives in the book. What exactly are false narratives?
Well, human beings are actually human storytellers. We find our solidity in the world by telling ourselves stories of who we are and where we fit in the world. And unfortunately, a lot of the stories we tell ourselves, and we've been talking about one right now, but a lot of the stories we tell ourselves are just totally wrong. And so we find ourselves living lives where we're cabined in false narratives, and they severely limit our ability to do things and achieve things, and also limit our ability of happiness.
Yeah, it's so interesting. This is such a great topic. Now, before we go to a break, though, we got to give a shout out to our military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate the service you give and the service that your family gives to this country. And if you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. That's at Stay Young Media. We're always tweeting out health tips and even links to the show. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about what to do about those negative thoughts. We're visiting with John Alcock. He's the author of 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Fairfield, California couple with 10 children are now charged for allegedly neglecting, abusing, and torturing most of them.
Based upon what I've seen, we believe that 9 of the children were abused.
That's a Deputy District Attorney Sharon Henry. Lieutenant Greg Harlbut of the Sheriff's Department says the children showed signs of being abused and tortured.
Puncture wounds, burns, bruising. Injuries consistent with being shot with a pellet gun or a BB gun.
The father, Jonathan Allen, has been booked on felony torture and child abuse. The mother, Ina Rogers, is accused of child neglect. The children were found living in deplorable conditions back on March 31st. President Trump will speak at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service today at the U.S. Capitol. The annual event honors law enforcement officers who've been killed in the line of duty. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, download the podcast versions of the past shows, because every week we're bringing you information that you can use, and every day we bring you a new medical minute, a new Stay Young medical minute. And the podcasts actually have over 2.5 million downloads. So you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and find it there. And don't forget also Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up at the end of this and every single show we do. That's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And give the number out, Dr. Gammon, that they need to write down.
844-WELL-100.
That's right. Toll free.
844-WELL-100.
All right. So today we've been focused on giving out advice on how to live long and healthy. And John Alcock's on with us. He's the author of 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids. So, John, let's talk about this one. I love this about change your thoughts. Don't try to control them. So talk us through that.
Sure. Most people think that we're like Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise, that we sit there and control our thoughts like the captain controlled all of the people on the deck. And anyone that spent just a couple of minutes silently with their own thoughts realize that's not true at all. Our thoughts come into our mind from all kinds of sources, from our past, from a fight we had with our brother or sister or spouse, and these thoughts just arise. And we can't help that. But what we can help is whether or not we pay attention to them. And if we choose not to pay attention to thoughts that are not helpful towards our happiness, then they'll go away, because attention feeds thoughts. And if you don't feed them, they'll disappear. then other more positive, more skillful thoughts will arise. You give those attention, and they'll become stronger, and they'll become more prominent in your mind as you go along.
You know, I saw a cute little thing. It said, worrying is like putting up an umbrella and waiting for it to rain. I mean, that is brilliant. That is so true, right?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's like my second chapter, 90% of your worries are wrong. It should be 99% of your worries are wrong.
Okay, let's go down that trail, right? Because give us an example of something people generally worry about and then it was just bad for them, like because they just did more harm to themselves worrying about it.
Well, what happens is our system comes with a little bit of a negative bias. Our minds, our nervous systems are basically the same as cave people's, right? And having a fear-biased system worked very well back then. There were saber-toothed tigers to avoid. There were warring tribes to avoid. And so being hyper-vigilant about the environment is really a good thing. But now we look at a credit card bill that's larger than the one we expected, like a saber-toothed tiger. And so we constantly worry and have this stream of obsessive thoughts to try to avoid negative events largely in the future that really don't rise to the level of the danger that was the reason that our systems were set up the way the way they are.
Well, I go back to the evolutionary deal. I mean, they talk about, you know, the news on television is all bad. You know, very little of it is positive, but that's because we're wired. We'll tune in to watch the bad stuff. We won't tune in to watch the good stuff.
We need to rewire our brains.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, we need to, like...
Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Yeah.
Well, that's what mindfulness is all about. It's being able to pay attention to that internal experience that you got, the credit card bill thought, or the thought to be really angry at that person that cut you off on the way in, or that thought that gives rise to a great deal of frustration when you're sitting in traffic, to notice those thoughts, not get captured by them, and to change the radio station. Literally, when you're in the car driving in.
Unless you're listening to our show. Don't
right.
change it.
Of course. Well, I was about to get to that. Because, look, most people sit in traffic and they fume. They blame the people that design the roads for not having enough lanes. They blame the cars in front of them. They worry about whether or not they're going to get to this meeting on time, none of which does them any good. And when the reality of the situation is, they're sitting in the most comfortable vehicle made in the history of man, with at the touch of a button access to more media and things to positively entertain them, like your show, than in the history of humanity. And instead they choose to focus on the frustration and anger instead of the many opportunities that are available to them to make the time worthwhile.
And there are so many good things out there that we could focus on. Okay, I got a question for you. I want to ask the docs this, too. Do you think that the media preys on our want to go to the negative dark side? Do you think that they know that and that's why they will run the same story 100 times in a row?
Well, it's all ratings. So if it's a negative story and the negative story gets higher ratings, they're going to run it because that translates to more money.
Yeah, it goes back to how we're wired. You know,
yeah.
I mean, even you're looking for the negative because you have to defend yourself against it. I mean, even from a health issue, and John mentioned it earlier that we live in the best of times. If you look at overall human mortality right now, human mortality is at an all-time low. Deaths from disease, pestilence, war, the lowest in recorded mankind. Yet we worry about, you know, all those things to the nth degree. No one's raping and pillaging your village. For the most part, if you live in America. Why do they worry and end up with the depression? And I think they just have to be aware of it. You know, you asked me a while back, said, what's your New Year's resolution, you recall, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And I said, mine is to be more grateful, you know? Mm-hmm. So every day it's get up and do that affirmation of, you know, be grateful for all you do have, not what you don't have or what you need, which I don't need anything but for the most part. So, and it's very lifting. I mean, it just kind of lightens the load. I got everything I need, and I'm not too worried about where it's coming tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
So, and then
I think that's practicing mindfulness. That was my way of practicing that mindfulness of, you know, just have that one exercise every morning. Wake up and be grateful.
I think that's a good exercise. Hey, you talk in the book about becoming a student of pain and not a victim of pain. What are you talking about?
Well, it goes a little bit to what was just being talked about. With everything, every event in life, we have a choice. We don't have to react in the way of habit or pattern. We have a choice. And so there are some very painful events in life that we can't avoid. A relationship breakup, death of a loved one. There are just painful events that just happen. We have a choice. We can look at it as a victim and say, oh, well, poor me.
Right, this happened to me, right.
Yeah, the world has laid this at my hand. Or in every case, we can look at it as a learning opportunity. In the case of the death of a loved one, we can look at all of the great things that we were blessed with for their life on Earth. We can look at it to learn, how transient life really is. And we should approach each day with a tremendous amount of gratitude for the things that we do have. And I want to pick up on that gratitude thing. It comes in a couple of ways in my book. A part of mindfulness is taking intentions and putting them into your consciousness to change your state of mind. Gratitude is a fantastic intention. You cannot be grateful and jealous at the same time. Loving kindness is another great one. Compassion is another great one. You can't be angry or hateful and compassionate at the same time.
That's a great word to stop on. John Alcock, he is the author of 40 Things I Wish I'd Told My Kids, and we just touched on those things. All right, grab your pen. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You'll need it for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental, NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you can catch this and every episode on iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0 or any other podcast directory. You can also catch the Stay Young Medical Minutes there and follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, from Fort Worth, Texas, we have Bob Peck. Bob's a longtime listener, and we're excited to have Bob on the show with us. Just as a reminder, Bob, you're going to go back and forth. The doctors are going to ask you questions. There's five questions, and you're going to be playing for prizes. So if you're listening out there and you want to play trivia with us, just give us a call, 844-WELL-100, and let us know you want to come out and play trivia. And Bob, here's the deal. You get at least a couple of these right, we're going to send you out some age support multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And if you get more than a couple right, we might even send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. That stuff is fabulous. It'll keep you young and keep you looking healthy.
All right, Bob, you ready? First question. What percentage of Americans have lost their upper right middle molar to tooth decay? That's the most common tooth loss. I would have not had any clue. I have to run my tongue across my teeth to figure out where the upper right middle molar is. What percentage?
No multiple choice on that, eh?
No. Should we give
a
multiple choice?
Yeah.
Nah, just, you know, it's a common one. So the most common one.
It's a nice round number. I'll give you that.
All right. My guess is 70%.
70%, close enough.
That's
60.
Close enough.
I'll give that to you on that one. You're within the standard deviation. That's right. They say 60% of Americans have lost that upper right middle molar.
I was shocked by that.
Have you lost yours, Dr. Yam?
He's got a crown on it.
He's counting with it. It's halfway gone.
I have a crown on it.
Right.
Okay, Bob. Which muscles in your body get the biggest workout every day? Which muscles in your body get the biggest workout each and every day?
Not just your body, anyone's body.
I'm going to say the diaphragm that kicks off going, oh, man. Oh. You know, that was a heart.
No.
Well, those are really good answers.
Those are very thoughtful answers.
Very thoughtful, insightful, and completely wrong, Bob. The answer is the muscles around your eye. They contract 100,000 times a day. It's the equivalent of you walking 50 miles with your legs. So it's the muscles around your eyeball.
I think we got to give him credit. Wait, we're going to take a vote. I think he should get credit. Dr. Anderson, do you think he should get credit?
We'll give him half credit. Thoughtfulness.
Half credit. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You get half a point.
Next question, Bob. How many muscles in the body overall. How many? And this is multiple choice. So you have 55 muscles, 240 muscles, or over 600?
240.
I would have guessed
240? Over 600. So what are we talking about in the face? There's over like 70 muscles just in the face?
Yeah.
Well over.
Yeah.
Well over.
Lots of muscles. You got to count all those little bitty stabilizer muscles.
So, Bob, your next question is about a poem. You know, a poem like Dylan Thomas wrote, Rage, Rage Against the Dimming of the Light. How many muscles does it take to recite a poem? How many muscles does it take to recite a poem? I think Dr. Anderson gave you a clue just a minute ago.
I'm seeing a trend here with these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's
reciting a poem and counting.
How many?
400.
No, it's a little bit too much. It's 72. It's basically the muscles in the face. So 72.
Yeah, but see, Bob, when he recites the poem, he uses his arms and he walks the stage. I mean, it's all relative, right?
It's all relative. But without...
he's a physical orator.
Yeah, without dramatic intent, it's 72.
Last question, Bob. As a full-grown adult, the circumference around your head should be what fraction of your total height? 1/5, 1/8, or 1/15? How big a head do you have?
1/5. Give me a question again.
Fractions are 1/5, 1/8, or 1/15. No tape measures, please.
1/5.
1/5. No, the answer is 1/8. Babies are about 1/4, so apparently while you're orating, you have a swollen head.
I consider that possibility.
But look, I got a problem with this question, right? Because... I guess that means average, but if you take like the circumference of Dr. Gammon's head, he's got a fairly large head and he's rather short. But then we take the circumference of your head, Dr. Anderson, you're what, 6'2"? 6'3"?
I can tell you it's pretty big because actually I know
it
what
just
hat,
doesn't look big because.
It doesn't look big because the hat size I wear is like 7 5/8.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Right.
It's pretty good.
So I guess we can do the math and see if that actually works out. Hey, Bob, you know, you've been so good. And you listen on what, KRLD in Dallas? 1080?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we love that affiliate. We love all our affiliates. We're heard coast to coast on 58 stations. And KRLD definitely is a great station there in Dallas. We appreciate all our affiliates. But we appreciate you coming on and playing with us. We're going to send you out both. We're going to send you out the Stay Young Vitamin line, the Age support multivitamin, and we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream just because you listen all the time, and we love our listeners. So have a great day. Thanks for playing.
And I appreciate you, Sarah. I'll see you. I'll hear you on Saturday. And me too. All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish his phone was a little better. Sometimes it cut out a little bit.
It was a little difficult.
It was a little hard to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the health advice and stuff. I want to touch a little bit more on health advice that you would wish you would have given your kids. So we're going to start with Dr. Anderson. Think of one thing you wish you would have told your male kids and one thing you wish you had told your female kids that you didn't, and keep it clean. I can see by your eyes where you're going.
Well, what I told them apparently has been pretty effective because I don't have any grandchildren. So
yeah, there you go.
Right.
But you want some eventually when they get married. They're getting up in age, your kiddos.
Well, they're of age, but, you know, I'm not so worried about it now, but it was effective for the period where it's like, don't let that happen. So, yeah. Apparently the advice I gave them was good, but it was inaccurate. You know, so with my son, I lied to him and showed him pictures of things that would happen that really wouldn't, and I think it made him celibate for about 10 years. So, and the daughters, I told them, men are dirt, don't believe anything they ever tell you. Yeah,
all righty, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartuu.com. Last week's riddle was as follows. Two scientists walk into a bar. One asks for H2O. The other asks for H2O2, meaning 2-0-0. But one of the scientists dies, and it's the second scientist because both scientists asked for water, but the bartender thought the second scientist asked for H2O2, which is hydrogen peroxide, which is deadly when ingested. Of course, it would be rather peculiar for a bartender to have H2O2. This week's riddle is as follows. What starts with E, ends with E, and contains one letter? That's right. What starts with E, ends with E, and contains one letter? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us at 844-WELL-100, or you're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com. That number is 844-WELL-100, stayyoungamerica.com. And give us the right answer and your info so we can send you out a free copy of the book if you get it right. Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is preparing to sit down at this hour with U.S. Senate Republicans who are having lunch with him on Capitol Hill. They'll be discussing the midterm elections and what they can get done before them, including immigration reform and renovating the nation's highways, bridges, rails, and airports. One of those Senate Republicans at the lunch is John Barrasso of Wyoming, still applauding President Trump for making the decision that saw the opening of a new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem yesterday.
President Trump delivered, and you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised the people of the state of Israel.
He spoke this morning on Fox News. Meanwhile, Palestinians are protesting the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. Dozens were killed in clashes with Israeli forces yesterday, and the violence continues today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com.